farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
We're in the second week of our new feature, Farmer's Guidebook, and this morning we're over in Portland looking at the focus crops for the parish. So if you're thinking of starting a farm in Portland and want to know what are the best crops to plant and when and where to plant them, today's program is for you. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Portland is for the most part a wet parish, making farming areas quite suitable for several crops.
Predominantly bananas, plantains, ginger, dasheen, yams, etc. There's a tendency for farmers to also embrace the whole matter of coffee production. So the upper Buffet, Rio Grande Valley is primarily the farmers with engaged in Blue Mountain coffee production as well.
RADA's acting parish officer for Portland, Alfred Dunkley. As Mr. Dunkley mentioned, banana is one of the major crops for Portland. So let's say you're interested in starting a banana farm. What is the first thing that you need to do?
I would advise that the farmer makes contact with our RADA office, because we have our extension personnel who are pretty adept to the whole matter of banana production, the things which are deemed necessary for proper production and ultimately the viability of such an enterprise.
Consideration must also be given to the type of land on which the crop will be planted.
One needs to have fairly flat lands, which basically is tractable, which we don't have much of. So what we do find is that farmers will normally plant on gentle slopes, which is somewhat very good based on our weather condition that exists in the parish. Banana, although likes water, the water has to be at a certain level, not to molest the corms. So for that matter, the gentler slopes are ideal for production in the parish.
After you've found your land, the next step in the process will be to gather your planting material or suckers. However, which sucker you get is dependent on what you want to do with the banana after it has been reaped. Mr. Dunkley explains.
If you are looking for export bananas, there are certain varieties which are chosen. For example, the William hybrid, right, and the Valerie. For our local markets, we have Robusta, and the other varieties such as the William also is embracing our domestic market.
You've decided on the types of suckers. The next question is, how many do I need to get?
Bananas normally planted at 8x8 in terms of distance apart. And for that matter, you'll be looking at roughly about 800 suckers per acre. The treatment of those suckers is very important, whereas they will have to be what you call clean seeded. By that process, you remove some of the excess corm, which may be infested by nematodes. Also, a nematocide is applied for borer control or any form of nematode which may be present at early stage. But what you need to do is to ensure that you have a good, healthy plant growing.
RADA's acting parish officer for Portland, Alfred Dunkley. Tomorrow, he'll continue with a special technique used when applying fertilizer to your banana farm. The proverb for this morning is, finger think you can't cut it off that way. Translation, even if your finger stinks, you cannot cut it off and throw it away. This means that you're to support your family and friends if they are in trouble, regardless of the mistakes they have made. And that closes out our program for this morning. Remember to join us tomorrow when we'll continue looking at banana, one of Portland's major crops. We'll also hear about the special technique used when applying fertilizer to the banana field. I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.